In complement inhibitor naive patients, we have recently completed the PRINCE study. This was not done in this country, but in countries where C5 inhibitors are not available. Patients were not able to have been on any C5 inhibitor for at least 3 months, and most had not seen any C5 inhibitor at all. And they were randomized to pegcetacoplan versus standard of care with hemoglobins below lower limits to normal and LDHs being greater than 1.5, the upper limit of normal. In this complement inhibitor naive group, 86% of patients on pegcetacoplan achieved a stable hemoglobin compared to none of the patients who were on standard of care through week 26. 91% of patients on pegcetacoplan avoided all transfusions, whereas only 6% of the control group did this. Pegcetacoplan was very safe. Only 9% of patients on pegcetacoplan had serious adverse events, compared to 70% on the standard of care. And the same adverse events were seen on pegcetacoplan: the injection site reactions, occasionally hypokalemia, and fever.